Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, January the 17th, 2017. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Chioniso Jani. Tonight we are looking at the legacy that U.S. President Barack Obama leaves for Africa as he hands over on Friday to Donald Trump.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution. And we will be live streaming on Facebook. And as we are live streaming on all the websites, that's voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, as well as voashana.com.
United States President Barack Obama leaves office this Friday amid mixed feelings as to his achievements when it comes to the development of the African continent. His critics argue that though Obama had a number of initiatives for Africa, he did not go as far as his predecessor, George W. Bush.
But such criticism comes from people who have probably not taken time to check the programs that President Obama has had for Africa, including his signature Mandela Washington Fellowship, or YALI program, and his ambitious Power Africa initiative. And tonight, we have the opinion and analysis and the first-hand testimonies of YALI fellows and who have holden the first U.S. African-American president in high regard.
Indeed, and in the studio with us today, we have a senior editor here at VOA for the French to Africa service, Idris Fall. We will be coming to you a bit later, Mr. Fall. But first, welcome to Studio 7, The Connection.
Thank you, Tungai. Thank you, Chichi, inviting me.
We are honored to have you on a live talk. Emakaya ling abalichona njani kona nga po lamhlanje kuhlangana ke kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sithe sikhangele esingathi legacy echiwa ngubaba uObama. Akwenzele amazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika. Siyazi ukubana uyachiya isikhundla sakhe ngolwesihlanu kuliviki nje esechiyela ongenayo osesiba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha umnumzana Donald Trump. Bakhona abanye bathi hawu ubaba u-Obama akenzelanga lutho izwekazi le-Afrika, kodwa bakhona njalo abathi hayibo wenze into eziningi ubaba u-Obama. Lizakhumbula uhlelo lwakhe alwethulele abantu abatsha abasakhulayo, uhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship, oluncedise amakhulu lamakhulu abasakhulayo beZimbabwe. Lizakhumbula ukubana bebesiza ngapha eMelika bezoqhuba izifundo ngendaba zobukhokheli phansi kwalolu hlelo. Ulazi ezinye inhlelo ezithiyeneyo ezigoqela uhlelo lwePower Africa, uhlelo olukhangelane lalokhu esithi clean energy, uhlelo olukhuthaza ukubana ezwekazi le-Afrika kutholakale esingathi ngamagetsi kalula, ikakhulu lasemakhaya. Yilo-ke uhlelo esingalo lamhlanje. Sizakhuluma njalo labo ababe kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Tiani indlebe liza kuzwa kibo. Batereri kusangana kumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa cha munofarira, chirongwa cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tichi tarisa legacy iri kusiwa nemtungamiri we America va Obama. Vachisia chigaro chavo Shondorino nemusi wechishanu muno ziva kuti va Donald Trump ndiwo vachapinda muchirongwa muchigaro ichi mushure mekusarudzwa kuva mutungamiri weAmerica mutswa. Naizvozvo tiri kutarisa tingati legacy yava Obama. Pane vamwe vari kuti ava Obama hapana zvakawanda zvavakaitira nyika dzemuAfrica, asi vamwevo vari kupokana neizvi vari kuti haiwa tarisai kachirongwa chava Obama cheMandela Washington Fellowship, icho chakabatsira vechidiki vekunyika dzakasiyana siyana dzekuAfrica kuti vauye kuAmerica vauye kuzodzidza nenyaya dzeutungamiri nenyaya dzekutungamira mabhizimusi. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi muchanzwa vakambopinda muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship vachikurukurawo nemaonero avo vachitipawo maonero avo nezvenyaya iyi. Back to you, Idris. The handover takeover is taking place this Friday, otherwise known as the inauguration of the new U.S. President Donald Trump. Can you give us an appreciation of what that ceremony entails? What is it all about?
It happens every 4 years when the American change president, and it's a ritual which will happen here at the Congress. The new president will leave the White House, drive to the Congress, where he will be swearing in front of the Bible. And on the mall, you will have thousands and thousands of people coming to hear him, and mostly his supporters. And the other thing is the security will be very, very, very tight, as you may already beginning seeing on the street blocks and whatever. And in the evening, by tradition, they go back to the White House, organize a dinner, and during the night, you have the ball, the dancing. And so Mr. Trump will be in and Barack Obama will be out. Mostly, according to tradition, it's the way it works.
And that's incredible, isn't it? Considering that in the run-up to the election, many people had written out Donald Trump. They were like, Hillary Clinton has this in the bag. But now we are
not
seeing
me
that,
as a journalist. As a journalist, from the beginning, I was saying, you know, Donald Trump, he can jump like a ball. Whatever people were saying during the campaign, I was telling that this guy can become president of the U.S., and he became president of the U.S.
But you were in the minority, because the majority of people were like, Hillary Clinton has it in the box, has it in the bag, there's no way this guy can win.
Well, the truth ended up, Hillary Clinton lost and Donald Trump won, I think.
Okay, so you have attended a lot of these inaugural festivities. So what can you share with us? How will this one be different? Because there's a lot of coming up of protests. So can you give us your view on this one?
After really almost 25 years here, I've seen Bill Clinton, I've seen George W. Bush, I've seen Barack Obama. But I think the one of 2008 was really historical. Barack Obama becoming the first black president here, you know, and it was a cold, people would not remember here in D.C. And you have people packed from the Congress until the monument, beyond the monument. I remember I walked from my house in Arlington to here, 5 kilometers, because everything was packed and full of people. And that thing was really stuck my mind, because even Bill Clinton did not have that kind of people coming from all over the world. I met people coming from Cameroon, others coming from Senegal to witness that moment. The mall was so packed that you could not walk, even 3 meters. And that thing, I don't think will happen Friday. I don't think so. And even though the day after, I think women are planning to organize a rally against they say not against the next president, but to set up sign of guidelines of the things she should not repass. Bill Clinton also, I think you have a lot of people, because he was young, coming out of Arkansas, and a Democrat. Yeah, that also, I think, marked some people. And right after he took over, he organized a first summit at the White House on Africa. That was also something people can remember. And George W. Bush, it was not that crowded, but people were in the mall and celebrated. It will happen again. You will have orchestra singing. You will have people singing there and for his supporters. So,
President Obama, during his trip to Africa in 2015, I think that's when he addressed the African Union. He also visited Ethiopia and Kenya. He said in his speech, the future of Africa is up to Africans. Now looking at his legacy, looking at what he did or what he did not do for Africa, how would you characterize his administration, his leadership, compared to, in regards to what he could have done for Africa?
It's a debate, because some people are telling that George W. Bush did more for Africa than President Obama. Because Obama's dad come from Kenya, they thought Obama is an African president. Obama cannot be an African president or a president for Africa. He is the president of the United States. He defended first the interests of his country. Besides that, he did a lot of speeches. He went to Cairo, to South Africa, to Ghana, and lately to Addis to speak about the future of Africa. I remember all those speeches. Obama would say one thing: Africa needs strong institutions, not strong men. And if you guess, I think everybody understands what he was talking about. He was involved into some kind of programs like Power Africa to bring electricity, mostly in the region of South Africa. This program of YALI, called the Nelson Mandela program, to bring young entrepreneurs, young leaders, to give them more exposure here and trying to help them succeed, is to show that the youth has its voice in Africa, if they are given a chance.
While we are there on the youth and the young people, what is your assessment in terms of, are they receiving, in terms of your observation with the inauguration that is happening here?
Well, talking about particularly for the U.S., in the U.S., most of the young guys, they wanted Bernie Sanders, the Democratic guy who promised to liberalize a lot of things, free education. So the young guys, they wanted him, but he was outed by Hillary Clinton. And now I think you're going to have a lot of new difficulties, because Mr. Trump is a very, very rich guy, and I don't think he's the one who's going to lower the schools here. The other thing is, you know, Obama, during his presidency, you have a lot of friction between the young African-Americans and the police. And I don't know how Mr. Trump going to handle those kind of issues. And the first part is jobs, because Obama helped a lot to address the economy here. And I think the people got more jobs, and I don't know what Mr. Trump will do for the economy. Will he address it? Will he make it successful? He promised to make America great again, but for everybody, for youth or whoever is here in the U.S. or outside, being able to find a job easily is an important part of our lives. Having a chance to succeed is an important part of our life. That is not the case in Africa all the time. The youth are there desperate. You see them crossing the Mediterranean Ocean, walking through the desert to go to Italy or Spain, because they are desperate. They don't have hope, the hope Mr. Obama was promoting. I would like that kids who are in Zimbabwe have the right to have the same chances as the one who grew up in the U.S. or Japan. That is not often the case. And I think it will take a while, and helping those young guys take their future in their hands, and they don't often have the opportunity. If you are not son of a president or daughter of a minister, you are less lucky than the kids who grew up into villages or in the popular neighborhood in the big cities. And that Obama tried to bring that hope. And I think it's important for youth to be able to have hope. If you don't have hope, everything can happen.
Oh, wow. Thank
Idris Fall, senior editor at the French to Africa service here at VOA. We appreciate taking your time, sir, to be on our show. Would like to release you. We know you are a very busy man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and hi to all your viewers and listeners.
Thank you so much. That was Idris Fall. He has covered the U.S. Inaugurations for many, many years. And if you think Obama hasn't done anything for Africa, you are wrong. You are definitely wrong. I'm speaking on behalf of the Mandela Washington Fellows, people that I've covered for many, many years, coming all the way from Zimbabwe, from many parts of Africa, to be here in the United States for several weeks, learning different stuff from different universities and highly acclaimed colleges. We have on the line Vimiso Mashumba, that's the YALI 2015 alumni. Mashumba, good evening and welcome on The Connection.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, Obama is stepping aside this Friday, and the U.S. is witnessing a new president in the name of Donald Trump. What have you got to say about, you know, Obama, given that you were part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship?
I would say that the fellowship was perhaps one of the most powerful experiences that I have had to date. Powerful because it made me realize how African I am, first and foremost, and how the borders within Africa are very superficial. So it changed my mindset from thinking, as a person from Zimbabwe, thinking just about Zimbabwe and actually thinking about the whole continent. And also life-changing because I got to meet people who I would never have ordinarily met in any other circumstance. And those people have been meaningful connections. So not just knowing people, but people who can actually link you to your next step.
Wow. Munogona kutuudza here kuti basa ramakabata since makasvika ku Zimbabwe.
Patakadzoka, I think chinjanga chakanyato chatinga chakachinja. For me, I am in business is empowerment. Kuti mind yakuyanga yachinja mu business. It's not like before you were unsure because you know you're young. Unenge uchisvika kuti iko vakuru vanenge vachifunge, but pane boldness yakauya ne participating within the fellowship. So even just growth in your business, just being more aggressive because of the experience that I had.
I like kuti mataura kuti makaita masimba, my boldness. So explain one of the encounters you've had in terms of where you found that this boldness was actually coming out.
So I think for me, just for the benefit of your viewers, I'll just say I run a medical center, and we have over this last 2 years been expanding our services. So offering new services And there's always a lot of red tape, because in order for us to do the next thing, you know, you have to go through a lot of bureaucracy. And before, that bureaucracy used to scare me. You know, you'd say, you know, when I get to that office, will those people take me seriously, given my age, given the time that they've had in the ministry? And, you know, bringing really new ideas, also just worrying about people shutting down those ideas. But I would say that we have been able to bring in a lot of new things and actually have had great reception also because of the fellowship. So, you know, being a fellow, people just have a little bit more respect or a lot more willing to listen to what you have to say.
So, Mashumba, what would you say to critics who say President Obama didn't do much for the African continent?
I find that to be pretty sad, because what I suppose maybe what the expectation was, Obama would be the savior. But really, we are our own saviors. We have our own solutions. But I think that what he did was allow us to realize the power that is within us. So I would say to those people, we shouldn't be looking out for the solutions. We shouldn't be looking out for someone to save us. We are powerful beyond our imagination. We are able to bring about the change that we want to see, but we just have to be willing to step out.
Mm-hmm. Have you, as a fellow, have you imparted this wisdom? Have you imparted this knowledge? Have you started mentoring people? Have, like you said, the Africans, it's all about the African power. Have you spread Obama's legacy, I mean, through your actions and through your deeds and everything like that?
Yes, so upon my return, and part of part of the process of the fellowship was how we were going to impact our communities and expand this experience to just beyond yourself. So after the fellowship, I was able to set up a youth mentorship group, which through a program called Yali Learns, which gives all kinds of information about business startup and scaling up businesses. We went through the lessons with a lot of support also from the U.S. Embassy here. And also we did a market gardening project, which the youth were actually able to start that market gardening business and bring it right up until the end where they actually sold their produce.
Vimbiso, thank you so much. We appreciate you being on The Connection on Studio 7 tonight, and we wish you all the best. Keep spreading that Obama legacy that you have in you back in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much.
That was Yali 2015 alumni Vimbiso Mashumba. We are now joined by another fellow. That's Nkosana Mazibisa. He was here last year. That's 2016. Nomzana Mazibisa, ngiyakwamukela uhlelo.
Ngikhona njani, Mr. Ntengamlingoma?
Hayi, siyachona. Uchone njani kobulawayo la?
Hayi, siyachona. Sibona izulu elokhe lihlina. Sibona uNkulunkulu ngalo izulu.
Hayi, kuyabongeka ikela line, mhlawumbe singavuna lonyaka indlala ikinyamalale.
Ye kakhulu, sizwe China.
Hayi kakhulu. Ungusomabhizimusi Mazibisa ubukuhlelo olwasungulwa ngubaba Obama ole Mandela Washington Fellowship. Uyasuka uObama ngolwesihlanu kuleviki. Uyasuka esihlalweni sokungena ubaba uDonald Trump. Ukhona ecingweni Mazibisa? I think we lost Mazibisa. I was about to ask him a question ukuthi yena ungusomabhizimusi wathola ithuba lokungena kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Kuyini angathi wakuthola asekusebenzisa kulezi nsuku? Kodwa siza okay, we now have Mazibisa back on the line. Bengisithi mina mazivisa njengosomabhizimusi waba kuhlelo lweMandela uyasuka ubaba Obama ngolwesihlanu. Kuyini ongathi wakuchiyela khona? Kuyini akuhlomisa ngakho osuke usebenzisa kubhizimusi lakho?
One of the greatest things that I learned from the fellowship program is the power of networking. Owazana lokubonisana labantu. That we live in a global village, that as Zimbabwe, we do not live in a vacuum. We live in a proper space where we need to interact with one another. Abanye abantu sihlomisane. Because the problems esilawo abanye abantu bedlule kiwo in terms of business, and also that being an entrepreneur, we also need to go back to your own community. Ukhomuntu ovela kiyo yona lana uphile labantu ubancedise ngoba yibo abantu balana abakusupporta kubusiness. So the very users of the product or consumers of the product are the very people that you need to interact with every day. Also understand the consumer behavior patterns. Then as you create the product, you're not creating for yourself, you're also creating for them. Ngoba ngabe kunike feedback yona lana wenza uhlomiseke more and more about the business. Then issue engayifunda kakhulu. Issue of volunteer is volunteerism. You find big companies volunteering back to the community for free. So Konotana we create a culture to validate the abantaba abaphumelele nabantaba sazama ukuphumelela kwenza babone ukubana bamoya munye kubandawonye. So that is one of the greatest things that I learned throughout the program yani. The spirit of togetherness, the spirit of volunteerism, and above all, the spirit of interacting and networking. That was very critical. So I believe the legacy of Obama doesn't only end with Americans. It goes beyond, even up to Africa, by giving us the leverage to interact with investors, business like-minded people, community leaders, and also amongst ourselves as Africans. Because we've never had that opportunity to meet as broad Africans to discuss issues that affect us. But with that privilege, for almost 8 weeks, to meet me, offer solutions, discuss best practices that we can implement within our home countries. So that is one of the greatest legacies that Obama has left for us as Africans.
Lubana lalele manje ubaba Obama mazibisa kuyini ongakusho kuwe?
Was only one thing. He's an exceptional leader. A leader who is on right, a leader who is shown beyond his time to look into the future, to say, even if I'm leaving my term of office, let me look beyond present time. Let me bring together young minds from Africa instead of offering maybe funds, instead of offering maybe political solutions. Let Africans themselves deal with their issues because they have solutions. Need legacy. I will put it. African solutions, African problems require African solutions. So he's an exceptional leader. From my point of view, they may have supported other people because of their own expectations. But for me as an entrepreneur and a social commentator, I believe he has done enough for Africa to allow us to have our own sphere of interaction and also create the best practices by disrupting the status quo and creating unity amongst ourselves.
Hayi, siyabonga Mnumzana Mazibisa, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo, sikufisela inhlanhla.
Hayi, nami ngibonga mntwana.
Maybe one of the things I'd like to ask him, mm-hmm. he talked about networking and him giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. And you've talked about leadership and how you've admired what President Obama has done. One of the things I'd like to ask you, what have you encountered in terms of your challenges, in terms of implementing the ideas ever since you arrived in Zimbabwe?
Okay, with regards to that, you will understand that back home, our timelines are totally different from the Western world. The issue of volunteerism is not as largely entrenched as it is similar to that side. And also, for people to have a buy-in into the future, it's pretty much hard for the majority of the people. Because whatever they have in mind is about putting food on the table every day. So it's more self-centered. So to break that point, so let's look beyond ourselves. It's pretty much hard, but I'm really happy because when I came back home, I had an opportunity to meet farmers in one of the programs that we had, which we had the farmers market fair, to discuss the nutrition value and also the food security within the market. So I've been turning the country around, meeting entrepreneurs in the farming sector, also encouraging them to take the initiative, the government initiative called the Common Agriculture, to say, don't look at yourself, look beyond. Let's have the food security measures put in place by starting with you, the ordinary farmer. So, and also volunteering to give services to communal farmers. That has been a challenge there at first, but I'm happy that is giving fruit and it's giving positive outcomes.
Thank you very much. Wish you all the best.
Nomzana Mazivis.
I was involved.
Let's go to our third guest. That's Golden Maunganidze, Yali 2016 alumni. Maunganidze Magadi.
Ndinofara mukoma mutungamiri kurize.
Na kuripo kurise kumasvingoko.
Ah, kumasvingoko kuri right stereo.
Aha, iri kufamba here Telzim.
Tozimu iko zvino iri kubhururuka chaizvo. Rava newspaper revanhu vose, rava bepa rinomirirwa navanhu vakawanda nguva zhinji vachida kunzwa zviri kuitika munyika. Tozimu Tozimu, handinoreva kuti tiri kukwanisa chose kuudza vanhu zviri kuitika munharaunda dzavo.
Epic, excellent. Maunganidze, like he's saying, is a publisher. He runs a newspaper called Telzim. Iri best kumasvingoko. He was here akangari ku inonzi chi college amanga muri zviya mukoma ku Virginia kunoku.
Nakandiri ku Kansas State University, ku Kansas State.
Oh, by the way, you in Kansas. Kansas
School of Leadership Studies.
Vana mtsangwa are the ones who were in Virginia. Saka, let's talk legacy of Obama mukoma wangu. Mungati chine utungamiri wava Obama vachi buda wapa chigaro chavo names we chishan.
Yeah, and not tenda kuti zvinhu zvinonyorwa munhoroondo zvepasi rose va Obama vanga vari mutungamiri akakwanisa kubatsira vechidiki vemuAfrica kuumba ramangwana ravo rakanaka mukubudikidza nekukwanisa kutora vechidiki vari muAfrica vachinosanganawo nevari kuAmerica vokwanisa kugara pasi vachinoa ndezvipi zvavangaita pachavo kuti vakwanise kuumba ramangwana ravo mukubudikidza nekuona zvingavabatsira muupenyu hwavo in terms of zvatingati zveleadership izvi chitarisa pamaererano nekutora kwavakaita vanhu vakawanda vanobva kunyika dzakawanda dzemuAfrica vachindawo kunodzidza zvinhu zvekutungamira kana kuti zvinokwanisa kubatsira munharaunda dzavanorarama vari. Saka ndinoona sekuti vaObama vamunhu akakwanisa kuita utungamiri hunoinspire generation uchabatsira vanhu kubva magenerationi ano kusvika magenerationi anotevera.
So in terms of Tell Zimbabwe, how is Tell Zimbabwe doing? Are you telling everybody about what is happening?
Yeah, Tell Zimbabwe is a community newspaper in Zimbabwe, which is really helping people to get to know what is really happening in the country. And we've managed to redefine journalism in terms of working with both professional journalists who have been trained in professional colleges and universities, as well as getting news from citizen journalists, whereby citizen journalists can provide real-time stories, hints, and heads up to what is happening in their communities, whereas professional journalists are there to make further investigations and at the end of the day, members of the public are the winners, as they really make informed decisions through detailed, well-investigated reports that are coming from the communities in Masingo and the entire southern part of the country.
And your last word to President Obama, Mr. Maunganidze, I suppose, is listening right now.
I would like to tell him that President Obama has helped the whole of Africa and probably the whole of the whole world that, yes, it can. It's possible for anyone, anywhere, to be a leader, to influence positive change, and to help the world to become the place that we want it to be.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Saka, yendirai mberi nebasa and tell Zimbabwe.
Ndatenda hangu mukoma ntungamedzi.
Okay, thank you. That was Golden Maunganidze 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni. Yeah, we are now joined by another 2016 Mandela Washington Fellow. That's Dr. Annette Moyo. Dr. Moyo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga ntombi.
Yeah, uyasuke esikhundleni ngolwesihlanu ubaba Obama. Ungathi kuyini okufundayo kubukhokheli bakhe?
Ngifunde okuningi kakhulu. Ngibona ngani uPresident Obama wabonisa ubungcwethi obukhulu ebukhokheleni. Kade ngibala one of his quotes. Kunkulumo yakhe engena ku second term into presidency just 4 years back, esithi sisebenza kwesikhathi esifitshane, asinyeke sikwanise ukuthi siwubumbe kanja umhlaba ngesikhathi esincane silaso, kodwa ekugcineni kwakho konke kumele ukuthi mina eyami indima encane engiyihambileyo ngihambe kahle. He actually says we just try to get our paragraph right, and I think he's one of those men okwanisukuthi eyakhindima ayihambe kahle, and ngimi bekumnandi ukumbuka from the time eqalisa esa campaigner emusenator all the way to ukunqoba kwakhe waba ngupresident wabuso okwamathemu amabili. Ngibona ngani wenza umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu oncomekayo, but I think into ayenze kuhle kakhulu ikusekela ubukhokheleli abantu abatsha kulizwekazi le-Africa through the yearly program and the Mandela Washington Fellowship, which I was a part of. I think for me that was one of his greatest achievements.
Wow. Thank you very much. So tell us, how has it been for you in terms of implementing the initiatives that you have learned from Obama?
Well, I think one of the greatest things that I learned was to be able to lead from where I am, to be able to lead from the passions that drive me. I was already in pretty much a lot of leadership roles by the time I went for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. But as I interacted with different leaders in America and other African young people, I realized that I had so much potential, and I've come back home and I've been implementing in my small space and increasing my horizon. So I'll tell you that right now there is a program underway to allow young women Zimbabweans who are endeavoring to get into surgery to do exchange programs with students from Pittsburgh, where I was for the fellowship. And it's still in the papers, but when it succeeds, I think this is one of the greatest achievements that will come off the fellowship for me and fellow young women Zimbabweans who want to be surgeons. So, yeah, I think that's one of the successes that I can count.
What can you share with us in terms of the medical arena right now? We've heard that there are a lot of things and challenges that hospitals have been going through, especially the medical sector. And as a leader, upcoming leader yourself, what do you think is the way forward?
Well, I am not officially mandated to speak on behalf of the hospitals and the Ministry of Health, but I'll tell you that my personal experience has been that it's been challenging working in an environment where I think now we are worse than a limited resource country. We may lack basic things like test tubes, like fluids for drips, for fluid resuscitation for patients. But I could have chosen to be depressed about it and be frustrated. But I realized that if I do that, I'm going to miss out on an opportunity to share with the patients that I interact with my heart. So I decided to not allow the circumstances that are there in the hospital where I'm working right now to depress me. So I'll tell you that whenever I am interacting with my patients or their relatives, I give them my heart. And I know that that cheerful heart that I have and that I share with my patients is greater than medicine. So I'll tell you that I'm building my own success stories at the hospital where I am, because I will educate my patients on their conditions, and I will talk to them and allow them to express their feelings to me and help them walk through the difficulties that they may be walking through, so that even if there's no medicines that we can give them, at the end of the day, they feel better because they have received an encouragement from their doctor.
Uh-huh.
I know it's not the best that we should be doing right now, but I think it's the best I can do in the circumstances as a leader.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Dr. Annette Moyo. Siyabonga, we love you so much. Keep doing what you are doing, and be a good doctor to your patients.
Thank you.
Dr. Annette Moyo, stepping aside like Obama will be doing this Friday, we are now joined by another 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni, Faith Ndlovu. Mandlosi, akwamukela kuhlelo. Yeah, President Obama. President Obama is stepping aside on Friday. What kind of legacy do you think he leaves behind, in especially vis-a-vis Africa?
President Obama has been a very inspirational leader, and I think what he leaves behind for Africa is the legacy of hope. But apart from the legacy of hope, I think we have seen him promoting a different kind of politics that is based on integrity, accountability, as well as strong institutions. And I think that's what we need as Africa to move forward, that new kind of leadership. And I think most importantly, his investment in young people as well, because we as young people are the future generation of leaders.
Mm-hmm. And as a young woman who came to Yali and experienced what you experienced, tell us, what has that done for you in terms of helping other young women like yourself?
As you know, as young women, we are trying to catch up because of our national patriarchal society. So the fellowship experience for me and for other women as well that I've had opportunity to converse with, it's been a very empowering experience in terms of building our confidence, in terms of building our skills, even in terms of enhancing our access to the resources that we need in terms of the work that we do, but also in terms of connecting us to critical networks, locally, regionally, and internationally. It's been a very empowering and enlightening experience.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that is accredited to Obama is the coordination that he has with his wife, Michelle Obama, in terms of the nutrition in schools and the girl child initiatives. I mean, when you see that kind of leadership, what comes to your mind regarding, you know, women taking forefront and taking initiative?
When I see that kind of leadership, it inspires me as a young leader, because it shows me that I also have a role in terms of making a difference in my society. I think one of the empowering things about our engagement with Obama as young leaders that he has shown us that change begins with us, that it is up to us at individual level to stand up and to make a difference. Because sometimes when you look at the situations around yourself, the situation of women, the situation of young girls in your own country, sometimes it can feel a bit overwhelming. But I think as a result of our interaction with Obama, we've been galvanized to believe that as individuals, when each of us stand up to do something, we get that critical mass that is necessary to make a difference in the lives of women, in the lives of children, in our communities generally.
Lubana elalele ubaba Obama Mandlo, ungamtshela wapha amazwi okwamanje sivala uhlelo nje. Ngithala ubana elalele ubaba u-Obama mazwi bani ongamtshela wona?
Amazwi engingamtshela wona yikuthi siyambonga kakhulu ngomkhokheli ake nguye, ngoba ube ngumkhokheli oqotho, umkhokheli esingathi uphakamisa i-service lokuba yi-servant leader ebantwini, umkhokheli otshengiseleyo ukuthi a different kind of politics is possible. Siyambonga kakhulu ngokubana usikhuthazile njengabantu abatsha, njalo wasi-empower njengabantu abatsha ukuthi sibe nelathi ukuthi singabakhokheli, njalo kumele sisuke nesikhokheli.
Hhayi, siyabonga Mandlo, uqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi wakho. Spread a legacy that you got from the Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Thank you very much. Most definitely.
Thank you. There, that was Faith Ndlovu, a media specialist and Yali 2016 alumni. We have on the line right now from Harare, Terry Mtswangwa, another 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni. Mgoma Mtswanga, ndeipienyo.
Hey, zvakamira sei ngoma ngutunga badisiya.
Badisi kuri right. Harisei malevels paHarare apa?
Malevels akanaka stereke ari haya.
Asi malevels emvura ana kunaka katanzwa kuti pane mafloods uko, drainage system yenyu haina kumira zvakanaka.
Tingaiti flooding yenyu ipoor drainage iri kukonzeresa mafloods cheyocho asati anatsoitika, kunyaya drainage iri poor.
Vakomana, saka ngatitaurei nezvava Obama vari kubva pachigaro nemusi wechishanu. And I should point out that that's the hallmark of the American democracy, that's the handover of power when one administration's term comes to an end. Unlike in Africa, where we've seen repeatedly African presidents refusing to abdicate power, even when they have lost elections. What kind of legacy do you think Obama leaves behind relative to Africa, Mzwanga?
I think if you can recall very well, during his first visit to Africa when he came to Ghana in 2009, he talked about the need of Africa requiring strong institutions, not strong men. We are having challenges up to now in Africa. For instance, in the Gambia, where President Yahya Jammeh is refusing to relinquish power. But we are grateful towards Nigeria, which is playing the big brother role, trying to persuade or to intervene in actually through equal rights to urge President Jammeh to relinquish power. I think Nigeria and equal rights is trying to set up a very, very good precedent for Africa. That's my take on that.
And it's not only about Yahya Jammeh, Mtswangwa. We have heard even our own leader, President Robert Mugabe, is saying explicitly that he cannot let Zimbabwe go by a ballot because he says he wants Zimbabwe by a bullet. What kind of leadership is that?
I think that's not proper. That's an archaic thinking. Like what I said, the situation in Gambia is not healthy for democracy in Africa. And I think what is happening in West Africa is actually a way forward to what will happen in future if I think SADC has to learn from ECOWAS. I'm not saying military intervention is the right way in the Gambia, but I think tough talk and more action in urging those leaders like who don't want to relinquish power to actually follow or take it the will of the people. So I think we're going to witness a new precedent with regard to development taking place in the Gambia.
There you go. You said it, Mkoma Terim Tsongwa. Not enda nekupina mchirongwa, Mkoma wangu.
Okay, Ndukutenda. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. You bet. We are now joined by another friend of the show. Legal analyst and political analyst. That's Dewa Mavinga, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Thanks.
Yeah, so the last time I checked, the initiatives that President Bush launched, you know, oriented towards Africa, was a paper which, you know, helped a lot of HIV-positive people and also AGOA. And when I checked on the Obama record, we have the Mandela Washington Fellowship. We have Power Africa. We have Feed the Future, and many, many more. I could go on and on. What say you to criticism that Obama didn't do much for Africa?
Well, I think it is misplaced criticism, which is premised on the mistaken view that it is the developed world, it is America and others that must do something or much for Africa. You know, when President Obama visited Africa at one point and he was in Ghana, he said Africa needs strong institutions and not strong leaders. And this is what is important. So we need, as Africans and as African leaders, to introspect and look at what we ourselves can do for ourselves, and not necessarily to have that beggar mentality of extending a begging bowel, as it were, to Washington, but to say, how do we ensure that we create within Africa a conducive environment for development and trade that is fair, and not to be focused or to be dependent on aid, and therefore to expect, as many are mistakenly doing, that the Obama administration should have been giving handouts left, right, and center across Africa. What Obama has done is to look at the future and contribute to leadership, to values, to democracy, to democratic principles, and that is significant. So from where I stand, I would really applaud and say Obama has done a lot, and sometimes it will be, in a way, premature to judge Obama's legacy with regard to Africa at this point. It might become apparent after some years, because he has really done a lot, but the disservice is that African leaders have not been, you know, doing their part. They have not been, you know, doing what they are supposed to do to develop and advance Africa. They have been, you know, plundering. We have had almost a kleptocracy across Africa of leaders who are looting resources and then calling on the international community, including Obama's America, to come to the aid of Africa. A case in point would be Zimbabwe, for example, where you have the fiscus, the treasury, allocating $6 million to President Mugabe and his entourage to go on a lavish holiday in China and Dubai, and then ask the international community to help fight typhoid in Harare to the tune of, say, $250,000. That is absolutely crazy and mind-boggling. But this is the challenge we have in Africa, where our leaders are looting and looking to Obama to give them handouts to rescue their economies and their countries.
Well said there, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Would like to throw you back and give you a video of Obama. I think it was in 2015 when he officially opened the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Take a listen.
One young woman from rural Zimbabwe took a five-hour bus ride, then another six-hour bus ride, then another seven-hour bus ride, a two-day journey just to get her interview. And ultimately, some 50,000 extraordinary young Africans applied. And today, they're at the heart of what we're calling our Yali Network, the online community across Africa that's sharing their ideas and forging new collaborations to realize the change that they seek. And I want everybody out there in the Yali Network to know that you're the foundation of our partnership with Africa's youth. And among your ranks is that young woman from Zimbabwe who endured all those bus rides. So we want to welcome Abigail Muleya. Where's Abigail? Where's Abigail? Where is she? There's Abigail. Hey. That's a lot of bus rides.
And I'm inspired by Zandile Lambu from Zimbabwe. Where is Zandile? Raise your hand. She is leading the charge to promote inclusive economic growth. And Zandile hasn't just spoken words about shared prosperity. She's walked the walk. She's used her position at Econet Services to create new trade opportunities for mobile money.
That's Secretary of State there, John Kerry, giving a shout-out to Zandile Lambu. And you also heard earlier Obama giving a shout-out to Abigail Muleya. All these Zimbabwean fellows, I think that was 2014.
Mm-hmm. Mungatuze kutichi pamsorope this legacy, yeah, Obama, and how people are receiving it right now in terms of now there's a new president coming in and there has been a lot of shaking in terms of, you know, especially Africans, kuti, what is going to happen? And so the uncertainty, can you explain more on that?
And that will have to be brief, Mr. Mavinga, just 1 minute, we are out of time.
Chiripo ndechekuti vatungamiriri muAfrica havafaniri kunyanya kuti vatarise kuna Obama nekuAmerica kuti isunungure nyika yeAfrica panhamo nekutambudzika nekuti zviri matiri mukati menyika medu kuti tine upfumi wakawanda zviwanikwa mangoda magoridhe nezvimwe mhuka dzakawanda asi hazvisi kushandiswa nemazvo. So chekutanga ndechekuti chatingadzidza kubva kuna Obama neAmerica kutonga nyika zvakanaka tichitungamidza zvido zvevanhu vedu pakutanga. Iko zvino zvinonyadzisa sei kuZimbabwe kunai hama dzangu kuti zvinonzi mutungamiri wenyika mudzimai wake Mai Grace Mugabe vanotenga ringi ye $1.4 million vanhu vachitambura kudaro. Zvino makambozvinzwa kupi izvozvo? Ngavatore muenzaniso wakanaka waMichelle Obama mudzimai waBarack zvavanga vachiitawo zvakanaka sei. Saka tinoda kungoti chete ngatidzidzei zvakanaka kwete kungotarisira kupuwa mugapu pasina chatiri kuitawo munyika yedu. Mangoda edu 15 billion yakaende piko zvatingati hanzi ngatipuwe naObama. Vanhu ngavazive pavanofanira kupunyuswa nekuponeswa napo kwete kuti kungotarisa kuna Obama chete.
Well said there, Mr. Mavinga. And as outgoing US President Barack Obama said, Africa's future is in the hands of Africans. And that does it for us today. Yeah, it was a great honor having all these Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
Thank you for being with us, Zimbabwe. And I am Chioniso Jani. Make sure you're with us the same time next week. And we love your comments. And continue sending your comments and telling us what you think.
And to Dr. Mavinga, he's not a doctor, Mr. Mavinga, thank you so much. We appreciate it.